of this year, I traveled to Iraq to visit my son. He's a soldier in the Sunni Triangle. And I also went there to talk to Iraqis, particularly Iraqi mothers. These mothers told me about the terrifying war they are experiencing. Anwa Jawara told me how her husband, her 18-year-old son, her 16, and her 18-year-old daughters were shot to death in the family car by a jittery GI mounted behind a 50-millimeter gun on the back of a Humvee. Aklame Hekmet told me how she and 9 of her children watched the bomb bays opening under the American bombers and bombs falling onto buildings lining the Tigris River. They listened to the explosions and saw fire on the skyline. Now her son, Weon, has nightmares that he'll be killed by American bombs. Mothers told me about being thrown out of their homes because inflation and unemployment has them unable to pay the rent. They live in bombed-out buildings now without facilities or running water. I saw mothers of infants and children suffering from rare cancers in pediatric oncology wards of hospitals that don't have running water nor chemotherapy medicines. Wijan Salem told me about delivering her baby by C-section and candlelight in a hospital that didn't have electric lights. Throughout her pregnancy, she saved up medications that she'd needed during the birth and took them with her to the hospital. After her son Osama was born, her family whisked him home to perform surgery on the infant rather than risk infection in the hospital. An Iraqi psychiatrist told me about post-traumatic stress disorder in Iraqi children. He also told me that when American troops discovered his profession, they asked him to dose them with crazy pills so that they'll be diagnosed as crazy and sent home to the States. In the U.S., I talk to mothers who, like me, have a child or children fighting this war, creating war on terror. Our children want to come home, and they ask us why the Iraqi people hate us so much. Some ask about the anti-war demonstrations and wonder if American citizens hate them now. Others wonder if American civilians will spit upon them on their return. I talk to parents here who are ready to storm the seats of power in this country and demand we do something to stop the fighting that is, at this very moment, engulfing American soldiers and Iraqi civilians. 2 days ago, General McCaffrey told me I was stupid, foolhardy, and engaged in a political ploy for going to Iraq, and that we need at least 10,000 to 30,000 more American troops to clamp down on Fallujah. I told him we'll never clamp down on Fallujah now. The spirits of the Iraqi people are aroused. They want us out of their country. The spirits of the American people are aroused now, too, and there are no weapons that can defeat any people when their spirits are aroused. But so speak up and speak out against this immoral war. Demand Congress stop this madness. We must pull our troops out of Fallujah, Ramadi, Balad, Baghdad, Mosul, Tikrit, Najaf, Bakuba, Basra, Nasiriyah, Abu Hishma, Abu Sahid, all the towns, cities, and villages of Iraq, as well as the Green Zone. The Iraqi people can do without our brand of gunboat democracy. Let us, the people of America, build our own democracy and make it truly the land of the free.